Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday, and what great timing that we could have a Preds player join us. It is the one and only Steven Stamkos, who had quite a night last night as he scored very quickly, two goals in the first period and then four total in the 7-2 win against the St. Louis Blues. Steven, I know you got to be feeling good today, but maybe a little tired. What's up?
No, you're feeling good after a couple games like we've had the past two at home. Guys are feeling pretty energized and pretty happy about our performance, and we just got to find a way to keep it rolling here on the road as we head out today.
You mentioned the last two games, but I really feel like it's been the last couple of weeks that we have seen more of what you guys know you can be, and I've heard you guys actually say that. Since you got back from Sweden, I feel like the play has gotten more to your standard. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I'd say that's fair. I think sometimes even a trip like that can have an effect on the season. I know we had a blast over there in Stockholm, and it was really cool for us to go over there and play in front of, you know, friends and family of Phil and Willie, and to get a win there and come back and feel a little bit better about our game. And it just kind of boiled down to it was at a point of the season where we needed to start putting some good games together and kind of stay alive in this playoff race. And I think guys realized that pretty quickly that, you know, you can't make the playoffs, you know, after 30 games, but you can certainly put yourself in a tough position to make it. And we put ourselves in a much better position than we were, you know, 10 games ago. And that was the goal. And now we've got to find a way, like I just said, to continue that.
Talking with Steven Stamkos, and you know, I'll ask this more with your game personally and also the game of the team as a whole, because we're seeing you score more, we're seeing Phil, we're seeing Ryan O'Reilly. I mean, the other guys, that's what they, Marcia Show, what you guys do. Is it more that something has changed, or is it you guys stuck with it, and by sticking with it, almost like a pitcher in baseball, you work through whatever was going on, and now the puck's going in the back of the net?
Yeah, I think it's probably a little bit of both. I know we've switched some things up in the lines that have maybe sparked some more offense and given guys more confidence to go out and perform. I mean, as an athlete, anytime you can play with a confidence, it's a huge thing. And I know it's a tricky word, because what does it even really mean? But it's just feeling good about your game, you know, especially heading into certain situations where maybe earlier in the year we just didn't have that extra gear. And obviously the guys that you mentioned are the leaders of the forward group anyways, and are counted on to score goals and produce offense and help your team win. And usually that's the case. You know, those guys are usually going well when the team puts, you know, I think 6 of 8 together like we have. It's because, you know, the guys that you count on and expect to help your team win are feeling good about their game and they're producing. So it goes hand in hand, and that's something that we needed certainly from those guys, is to, you know, play, you know, to a higher standard and play more consistently. And then you add in the guys that have certainly been a big part of that as well, with the younger core and Svetch and Woody and Vange, and, you know, the list goes on. So it's been a great mix, and that's why we're having success.
Well, and that was my next question, because, you know, so many times in your career, you've had the guy that could feed you the puck and you obviously finish it. Now I feel like the young guys are filling that void, whether it's Matt Wood or Svechkov, like you said, showing up on the score sheet last night. So how have you seen those guys in their game develop? Because I feel like the confidence is just, especially from a guy like Woody or Evangelista, like the confidence is just there.
Yeah. And again, whether it's your first game or your 1,000th game, if you're playing with that confidence, you see it, right? You feel it on the bench when you're watching a guy, you know, make a play that when the confidence isn't there, he's not making. And you're starting to see that more consistently now, where those guys are playing with the poise and confidence and making the plays. And that's why, like I just said, we're getting the results, because, you know, it finally feels like, you know, everyone's playing their game at the same time, and that's what good teams do. And Not everyone's going to be going every single night, but if you can have the majority of guys going, that's when you're able to play well and feel good about your game. And those guys have certainly done it the majority of this year. And I think Svech is just getting better and better every game. Obviously, probably not the start that he wanted from an individual standpoint, but that was the case for a lot of us. And he stuck with it. He's put in the work, and it's nice to see him get rewarded as well.
Steven Stamkos is with us. So, I've had coaches tell me that momentum is not a linear thing, that it doesn't necessarily go game to game, but confidence does. So is that what you guys kind of look at right now as, hey, we're playing much better, we got some confidence, but also keeping in mind that the last two teams you beat, you're about to see them at their place this weekend, of knowing you gotta stay on top of things, so they don't, they don't get you. They don't figure some stuff out. So is it more confidence than momentum?
Yeah, I think so. And whether that's individual confidence or, a collective team confidence, it's just, unfortunately, we're not in a position to just rest on a few good games, right? We need to keep putting it together. And that's going to be the challenge, is that, yeah, we're feeling good about our game right now, but you can't just take a night off because, we've won 6 of 8. We're not in that position in the standings to have that luxury. So the mindset has to be, let's keep digging here. And it might not be a win every night. Maybe it's a game where we, get a point, but you need to start collecting points, we don't need a crazy streak, but we got to keep doing what we've been doing. And we've talked about it internally, is kind of like that 2 out of 3 mentality. And, we've certainly done that, and it's a good goal to have, and we want to keep that going.
So how do you personally celebrate a game like last night? I mean, it's not the first time you've scored multiple goals in your career, but I know it's got to be fun. You have the crowd into it and cheering you on and you guys on. So do you take a moment at some point after the game or today to, kind of look at that and go, hey, well, that was kind of fun?
Yeah, I think when you're in it, and feeling the way I was last night in terms of, going back to that word confidence. I mean, every time I touched the puck, I felt like something good was going to happen. And that's a feeling that you want to try to ride out as long as possible. It's something that, as an athlete, when you have that feeling that you kind of demand the puck, you want the puck, or as a pitcher, he wants to stay in the game and strike out the next batter. It's just that feeling that you have, that sometimes you lose and you search for, and sometimes when you have it, you feel like you're never going to lose it. So that's what I was feeling, last night. I think it was kind of just building off that game. I know I didn't have any points individually against Colorado the game before, but I think I had 6 or 7 shots on net. I could feel that things were coming, and you just try to build off that from game to game. And but when you score 4 goals in an NHL game, it's tough not to crack a smile on the ice. I think you saw that from my reaction after the 4th goal, where it just felt like the puck's following you around tonight because you're in the right spots and you're getting to areas that you need to get to. And it was certainly a great feeling.
How has Andrew Brunette played a role in all of this? Because obviously he's the coach, so he's going to catch the most heat. And I know you guys, try your best to tune out the noise, but for Barry Trotz and management to stick with him, for him to stick with, hey, this is how I coach, this is my system. Yes, there's going to be adjustments, but how has he factored in, and how happy are you that you guys are able to play better and also support him at the same time?
Yeah, I think it was like we talked about earlier, we felt like we had more to give as players at the beginning of the season, and for whatever reason it wasn't going. But I talked about it last night, and after someone asked me a question, and I said, you got to show up to the rink every day no matter what and put your best foot forward. And that's what Bruno does, and that's what our coaching staff does. Whether we lose 7-2 or we win 7-2, at the end of the day, you got to come in, you got to do your work. And for them, that's a ton of video to get us ready and prepared for games. And once the game starts, I mean, it's up to the players to go out there and execute. They put the plan in place, but they can't go out and play for us. So, like you mentioned, when things aren't going well, obviously the coach, usually gets the most heat because that's just the way our sport is. That's the way sports in general is. But he certainly hasn't lost the faith of the players, and I think that's the most important thing is that you can rely on your coach and your coaching staff to continue to prepare you no matter the situation. And it's like a player. I mean, when things aren't going well, you can't be just, pouting and giving up and, not enjoying what you're doing because it usually goes the other way when that happens. So I think collectively as a group, from the coaching staff to the players, we found something, and we're just trying to keep that going right now in terms of the success we've had in wins. And at the end of the day, you can't rest on that. Like I mentioned, it's 30 games into the season. We're still not in a playoff spot. We're not in the position that we wanted to be in, but we're getting close, and we have to keep going.
Well, it's fun to watch right now, and good luck on this road trip to Colorado and St. Louis. Hopefully you guys can keep it going, but I appreciate the time today. It's good to catch up with you, and again, congratulations on last night and the run as of late.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. Good talking to you.
And that is Steven Stamkos, a four-goal night for him in the 7-2 win over the St. Louis Blues. They'll hit the road for a two-game road trip starting tomorrow night in Colorado. We'll have more coming up next from Duncan in Mount Juliet. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.